So you wake up Shabbos morning, you go down to your living room, and all of a sudden you see that your air conditioning system is dripping water. Your air conditioner is, I don't know, the water is coming out, there's a leak or whatever it is, and the water from the air conditioner is getting all over your floor. So what are you allowed to do? Is the water mukhsa? Are you allowed to put a kli there? Unfortunately, this happens too often, especially if you just turned on your air conditioning yesterday for the first time in summer, and now you realize it's been off for 9 months, and all of a sudden you have to get it fixed. And so the first time you turn it on, often you'll have a problem. So now what are you going to do? Is the water mukhsa or not? Are you allowed to put a kli there? Are you allowed to move the water? So Shulchan Aruch, and later on, in Shin Lamed Ches, says that you're allowed to put a kli tachas adlaf, delef, or like a gutter. So rainwater is going to drip off your roof into this kli. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Okay, and Shulchan Aruch continues, Vim nismale shov koma gzeru makomo. If it gets filled up to the top, you simply pour it out, and you could put the, you know, your bucket right back under the gutter, as long as the water is not so dirty that it would be unusable. So it's rainwater, you know, it's, wouldn't exactly, you know, want to brush your teeth with that water, but it's still clean enough that you could dip your hands in it. It's rainwater. So therefore, if that's the case, that's totally fine to move. That's what Shulchan Aruch says. Mishnah Berurah over there explains, De'ein ala matur yored shem muksa, because the water that comes down is not muksa. Oh, nolad. What is nolad? Something which wasn't there before Shabbos, and now is there on Shabbos, something which is not there, it was created on Shabbos, now it's a new entity. So the water wasn't there, it rained at 8 a.m., now it's 9 a.m., and the water's coming in. Oh, so that could be a separate one. It came outside the tchum. Let's assume it came from within the tchum. I don't know, with no tchum issues. I'm not sure if it goes up. Is there a tchum going up, or is that only side? It came straight down. So there's no tchum issues, but it may be muksa, or maybe nolad, because it didn't exist before. Now it exists. So what's the problem? So says the Mishnah Berurah, there's no muksa or nolad. And in fact, you could, if, as long as you're able to wash it or drink this water, even if it's an animal could drink this water, there's absolutely no problem to use the rainwater on Shabbos. Okay, so what about air conditioning water? Air conditioner water that comes out of the air conditioner, is that a problem of nolad or not? So you have to turn back to what Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is up to now, which is Shin Yud in the Mishnah Berurah, where he says a very important rule in the middle of Hilchos Muksa. The Mishnah Berurah quotes a Chayadim and says, Nirali, demayim hanotfin minahilanos bimei nisan. Water that drips from trees in Nisan. Asurin, gamken mishum nolad. This water is usur because of nolad. Now, where is the water on the trees coming from in Nisan? Huh? The dew. Right, it's not rainwater, because otherwise it's a contradiction before. Obviously, the rainwater is fine. If you have water dripping from, you know, rainwater dripping off a tree, that would be fine to catch, just like you catch off your gutter. This is obviously talking about water like a dew that came from where? The air, the vapor, right? The air, a condensation, right? So where does it come from? This water is usher to catch because of nolad. You're not allowed, if the kli was already there, you're not even allowed to move the kli because the water is muksa. And you don't say it's bottle, the water that falls in, because it's min bimino, it's water into other water, it's not bottle. All of a sudden, the Mishnah Berurah comes with a huge chumrah. The water from a tree, this dew that drips in, is nolad. Why? Because it wasn't there when Shabbos started. Now, the morning of Shabbos, this dew sprung up and it exists now. So it's nolad. So now I ask, huh?
Could it be sap?
Sap, I'm not sure it says water, so I'm not sure. It sounds like it's from the condensation, some type of water. Huh?
This water doesn't drip, it just stays.
Well, it says it's notfin, it says it's dripping. So maybe now, you're right, now if you shake the tree, someone shakes the tree. Yeah, because sometimes a breeze, a wind now is causing the water. So you want to take that water, I don't know why you want that water, but the point is that water muksa? It says Mishnah Berurah that water is muksa. So now go to our case. Water is dripping in your living room, but it's coming from the air conditioning system. Air conditioner. Muksa, nolad, or not nolad? What do you think? Is it more comparable to rainwater? Or is it comparable to this do?
Well, it's definitely like do.
Right.
It's like for sure. More like do.
Right, so that's what I would have thought. It's come from, it's a concept, right? I tried to try to figure out how air conditionings work exactly. I got like 20 different types of air conditionings. So if anyone has a system, anyone has anyone like want to explain it to me in some way. But simply put, is that the air from outside goes onto this like freezing, like a coil or something. It freezes it, right? And then it, and then humidity, and then it, and then.
They're all working the same way.
Okay, so I don't know.
Cold air against the warm, against. A cold surface against the warm air.
Warm air, and then it makes it.
And then the liquid.
Makes it liquid, and then the vapor, and this sprays it out. Fine. But so that water is coming from nowhere. That water is coming from the air outside. It's not like that water fell from outside into the air conditioning unit system, and they're falling. Now it's all coming on you. No. So it should be no one, no?
Sometimes it happens also.
Okay, maybe that could be also. But what if the air conditioner that's dripping in your living room is not water, it's not rainwater. So now what are you going to say? So comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa. I saw this also quoted in the Avnei Derech. And he says, listen to this. He says, Ma'im anotfim min amazgan, harei muktzav asr betotal. You're not even allowed to put a kli there, because if you put a kli there, it's going to cause the kli to now have no usage anymore. You're not to take a good kli, which has a usage. It's batel kli meichano. You're now to take a perfectly good kli, put it under the water. Now you're not going to be able to use the kli, because the kli is going to be muksa. So you're stuck. You have to keep on letting this rainwater, this air conditioning water, spill into your living room, onto your couch, because it's okay, if you get a guy, mask him. But by the time you run down the block to get your friend the guy, it's already going to ruin half your couch. So what are you going to do?
Yeah. Down there, if you're not worried about it getting full.
Because the kli was normally, you could have used that kli to drink orange juice, and by putting it there, it's bato kli mechano. You're not, you've ruined the usage of this kli. You're not going to do that on Shabbos. Separate issue. Yeah, for the Shabbos. But it's bato kli mechano, separate. Isser Mishulchan Aruch says that out clear. Yeah, I can hear you. Chesaron kis. Oh, chesaron kis. Okay, so chesaron kis for you. Maybe you're allowed to get a guy to do it, a hefsid, but you're not allowed to violate muksa necessarily because it's a chesaron to you. It's not dangerous. It's not like you're going to chashom get like, you know, it's going to ruin your whole house. Your wife may kill you. Okay, fine. Mask. We always have that risk. That's a risk always in general. So you're always worried about that. But the point is, so what are you going to do? Rivos Ephraim says also, it's Nolad, because this water, he says, it wasn't in the world at this point. Shmir Shabbos, the Shabbos Shabbos, Shilcha Shabbos B'Shabbos, listen to this. He says, Atam the Geshamim Medidon, says, what's the reason why rainwater is not Muksa? Because where was the rainwater before Shabbos? In the clouds. So it was there already. It just didn't come out, he says. They go from place to place. The water didn't form. It was already there. The water that forms from the humidity, right? The wetness in the air. Batal mehem, shame mayim. They're no longer water. Ukashayatsu mehem has gone. When they come out of the air conditioner, kvar panim chadash, saying low suffix. They're a new entity which formed on Shabbos. Straight up Noah, he says. And he heard this from Rabbi Yashuv. So Rabbi Yashuv would say the water in the air conditioner that drips would be a problem of Noah. Now, what about, you're going to tell me the dew on the, someone's going to be real smart, some scientist is going to say over here, well, how does the dew get there on the trees, you know, and what are the rainwater, you know, they all, is the water, you could distinguish and say maybe the water in the trees are more Nolad, because the water wasn't there at all, and then it sprung from the tree. But the air conditioning water, it was from outside, it was vapor, so comes along with Sefer Eshmer Shabbos, and he says, I saw this also quoted in the Sefer Avnei Derech, he says, don't be so smart. Halacha, and we saw this a couple of times in Halacha is not always based on your knowledge of science. What does it look like? He says, does it look like the dew on the tree just sprung up there? Absolutely. Does it look like the water in your air conditioning unit just started spring water? Yes. So it's the same thing. You don't have to be so smart and make scientific differentiations between them and say, well, this one works scientifically different than the other ones. That's not how it goes. It goes based on your eyes. Everyone knows rainwater is in the cloud. It comes there, but it's already up there in Shemayim in the clouds. This, the dew, no one knows where dew comes from. You ask your kid, where did the dew come from? They have no idea. Where does dew come from? I don't know. Where does the water in your air conditioner come from? No idea. I don't know. It somehow gets the vapor and the air and the humidity. It comes in the coil. It gets frozen. And it's fine. But that's all. It's all very scientific. It's basically straight up no lie to us. Comes along the Avnei Yishafen and says, I don't get that. Says straight up, he says, it's exactly like rainwater. You know, where does rain come from? Where does eventually, right, it evaporates from the ground? Condensation, the same condensation. So what's the difference? Says the Avnei Yishafer, a fine handler, was unfortunately taken before his time, you know, a few years ago, as a young, tremendous Talmud Chacham, you know, who was nifter before his time. Unfortunately, we lost a lot. We've written 10 Svarim, or many Svarim. He was very, very big tzaddik. He says, he doesn't understand. He says, what's the difference? He says, it's exactly like rainwater. And he says, Koshu l'chadish davar kazeh. It's hard to make such a chumrah. Kamen she'en lanu ela mash amur chazal. Chazal obviously never talked about air conditioning. So now you're going to go make up a whole new chumrah that water starts dripping from air conditioning because you'd say this is nolad. It's not really nolad. Kamen shlomo tzanu gedir kazeh bedvreichem. Where do you find such a precedent for this? Yei shlomo she'en kan klau isur shel nolad. This wouldn't be a problem of nolad at all. And similarly, I saw him say for Sheila Shlomo, he says the same thing. He says, why should there be any difference? He says, Shamayim v'adim. I think adim is vapor, no? Yeah. What is that? Vapor, adim, right? He says, it's the same thing. What's to make a difference? If it starts off as, you know, as air or whatever vapor, it turns into water, it's into condensation. Well, it's the same thing. It's just one state to another state. You have the same question I was telling you this morning about, you know, you have a chabur this past Shabbos about ice. You got to put water into ice. It's the same exact shiloh. It's one state to a different state, but it's all the same thing. But many posts can want to say that's usur or is that mutter. That's the same exact sugya. It would come out, it's a tremendous machlokas how to paskin. But if you go with chumra, so what are you supposed to do? So we'll end off. So what's your eitzah? So you're a machmir. You ask your local Orthodox rabbi. He tells you, what do you mean? It's no. What are you going to do? It's just like water dripping from a tree. So now you're messed up. You have to let your couch get ruined. What are you going to do? So you can't put a kli there because you're going to lose the kli. So what's the eitzah? Well, what does your wife sometimes put on the candle? So you light them on the candle, so you light to move it. If you put something fancy in there, you put something mutter in a kli, then it doesn't become bato kli meichano. So in other words, if you take a fork, obviously don't use the fork you're going to use for Shabbos lunch, but you take a fork, which you don't mind getting a little bit dirty, or take a toy, I don't know if you have kids running around like I do, your whole house full of toys, take a menchie, put a menchie in the bucket, and then put the bucket on there, because then you're not batul kli meichano, because the rainwater, kind of like a secondary, or not the rainwater, the air conditioner water, is secondary to the menchi, or to the fork that you have in there. And then
what's
menchi? Menchi's a little figure. It's what my house is called, the menchis. No, anyone else call it the menchis? It's a mensch. No, like a toy. You put a little plastic toy in it, or you put a fork in it, whatever you want, and then the water is secondary to the toy, you're fine. Another aid. So that aid was given by Rishmir Shabbos. The Rishavid Alevi says, you know what you could do? You can't put in clean water in there, because min bimino wouldn't be bato in this situation, because it's going to always be mutter after Shabbos. It's tavid shesh matirin. So you know what you put in?
Juice.
Oh, he says wine. Pour in some grape juice, you know, pour in some alcohol a little bit. Exactly. So you put a little bit of alcohol into the bucket beforehand, and then you put the bucket, and then it's min b'shein omino, and it can be bottled. The final issue, and with the last sentence, is what about when you pour a really cold drink, what happens to the cup on the outside?
Condensates.
Is that muksa? Is that nolad? You ever think about that one? That's pretty scary. What about your window? Forget about writing numbers or letters. We're starting, I guess, you don't write letters in it. So the Chazon Ish, no less than the Chazon Ish, and brought down and saw us in the river of Sephraim as well. He quotes the Chazon Ish. They say that it's not a problem, because there it's bottle. There a little bit of moisture to the window is not really its own entity. Okay, so it gets a little bit frosty, but it's not its bottle, he says, to the window, and therefore it's not its own entity. As opposed to the water dripping from your air conditioning, that's a separate thing. That would be awesome. Shkai.